Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Kristen Faulkner from Homer is an Olympic gold medalist. And the most fascinating part? She won in a race in which she wasn't even originally entered to compete. Faulkner, who qualified for the Olympics to compete in women's team pursuit track cycling, earned a spot in the race after fellow American and Olympian Taylor Nibb dropped out to focus on the triathlon. With the Eiffel Tower behind her and the sun shining at the Paris Olympics, Faulkner stood atop the podium with her hand on her heart as the American national anthem played. Briefly, she closed her eyes as the enormity of her win in the women's road race started sinking in. Faulkner, a native of Homer, Alaska, and a former Harvard rower who only made the Olympic team as a replacement, became the first rider in 40 years to win a medal in the event. She finished 58 seconds clear of the next three racers, who were separated by a photo finish. Here's NBC's call of the end of the race as Faulkner took the lead and rode on to the win.
Oh, what a compelling finish, and there goes Faulkner.
There she goes.
She launches the move up the left-hand side of the road. Kristen Faulkner making the acceleration after they cross the sin. She is about to author the upset of a lifetime.
And it's only about 50 meters to the finish line for Kristen Faulkner. Almost there, a glorious ride for the gold medal for the American.
Kristen Faulkner from the small town of Homer, Alaska, making the turn across the Seine. She is the genuine article. And Kristen Faulkner in the shadow of the Eiffel Tower with a landmark U.S. gold medal in the women's road race.
Four individuals are missing after their boat capsized near Homer over the weekend. Four others aboard the boat have been rescued, but the search for those missing was suspended on Sunday, according to officials with the United States Coast Guard. According to Coast Guard Chief Petty Officer and Public Affairs Specialist Travis McGee, at approximately 6 p.m. on Saturday, August 3rd, the Coast Guard received the initial Mayday call for a 28-foot aluminum boat approximately 14 nautical miles west of Homer. McGee said that it isn't clear at this time what led to the boat taking on water. McGee says the Coast Guard searched for 24 hours before suspending efforts.
After that time, we were unable to locate the missing individuals and made the very difficult decision to suspend search efforts.
According to radio station KWXT in Texas, the four missing boaters are a father, a mother, and two children from Troy, Texas, who were vacationing in Alaska. David and Mary Maynard had been in Alaska for about a week with their two children. Although the Maynard family is still missing, McGee said four others were saved.
We immediately issued a marine broadcast notifying vessels in the area of the situation. Thankfully, there was a vessel in the area who responded to that call and was able to navigate to that area within about 15 minutes from that initial notification and was able to rescue four people from a life raft from that vessel.
McGee also noted that it is unclear at this time if anyone from the Maynard family was wearing a personal flotation device. A structure fire off of West Poppy Lane on Sunday night initially drew a multi-station response. The residents on Nancy Avenue, just across the street from Alaska Berries, appeared to be a total loss. No one was in the home at the time of the fire.
Fire's under control. We still have some smoldering down in the sub-basement. It looks like it began in the first half of the structure here, the main entrance and the porch. It kind of worked its way up that front wall.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.